Welcome to Shenanigans at Shady Pines, a show where two 90s babies, who are a little too obsessed with the Golden Girls, sit down, episode by episode, to dissect the show. We'll answer the question, why is this show still a hit 40 years later?
Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is Shenanigans at Shady Pines.
In this episode, we'll be discussing Season 1, Episode 24, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, it sounded really weird coming out of my mouth. Good times, good times. Big Daddy. What an episode.
Yeah. I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to.
I remembered why. Maybe not why, but I got that feeling and I was like, this isn't one that I watch all the time.
Yeah, same.
I was surprised by the subplot. I didn't see it coming. Yeah, that was definitely my favorite part. I liked it better than the Big Daddy part.
Same. It almost was more focused on that than the other.
Well, yeah, the Big Daddy parts of it didn't even take that much of the episode up.
Yeah, it really didn't. I mean, her more complaining about it was... Yeah.
Honestly, though,
yeah, but
Big Daddy didn't even show up until the episode was, like, 7-8 minutes in. Like, I looked at the time left, and it was, like, 15 minutes left. But, oh, wow. Like, and he hadn't even announced that he was a country singer. Oh, yeah. Well, let's do some adult education about this episode.
Let's do okay. It.
Blah, blah, blah. The description of this episode is... Blanche's father visits, telling that he has sold the family mansion to finance his dream to become a country music singer. Dorothy disputes with the girl's next-door neighbor over storm damage.
I hadn't realized, I guess I never really paid attention, that he had sold the family mansion to finance this whole
tour. That was news to me.
We'll get into it later, but that was surprising for
agreed.
Me.
Agreed.
Guest stars in this episode were Murray Hamilton as Big Daddy Hollingsworth, Gordon Jump as Leonard Barton, Peggy Pope as Gladys Barton, loved her.
No one is ever named Gladys anymore.
No, that's a shame.
A shame.
Gary Grubb as the waiter, Tony Frank as Cowboy 1, and Blake Emmons as Cowboy 2.
Wow, that's sad though. They omitted his name. I don't even know which one it is, but wasn't one called Rusty?
Something like that. Something like that. Where he like,
hey, yeah. I'm Rusty.
Yeah.
Amazing. This episode aired on May 3rd, 1986.
Nice.
I noticed that the last one was in March, so they skipped a whole month.
Oh. I didn't even realize that. I wonder, is that like, a lot of the times they take a mid-season break, and I wonder if that was, but
that,
I guess it really wasn't mid-season because it was, I wonder why.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of confused.
That's a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Well, on this day, the New York Yankees' Don Mattingly is sixth to hit the 3 sacrifice flies in a game, whatever the heck that means.
Wow. Sports.
Sounds pretty impressive.
Yeah, sports facts.
Go team.
Yep, Yankees.
Yankees. Air Lanka, which is a Sri Lanka... airline crashes and it kills 22 people. So an airplane And then we had the Kentucky Derby on this day, the 112th Kentucky Derby.
And I didn't know they'd been around for that long.
Oh, Caroline.
I had no idea.
Caroline, there's been like hundreds. Like, this has been a thing for years.
I didn't know that. Dang, I had no idea until I just heard that. I'm embarrassed.
Sister. You should be.
I'm the sister of a horse girl.
I know. Team horse girl right here. So Bill Shoemaker was the jockey, I'm assuming, and he rode aboard Ferdinand, and they won the Kentucky Derby in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. I have no idea if that's fast or slow, but good job.
Yeah, great work.
And the top movies of this time were The Mission and Top Guns.
Oh my
gosh. Top Gun, sorry.
We love Top Gun.
I love Top Gun. It's on Netflix right now. Take my breath away. Very nice. If anybody wants to sign us a record deal, we're available.
Obviously. Obviously. And I've never seen The Mission, but I remember the part in The Holiday where Jack Black's character is talking about, like, music soundtracks. Yes. That's a recommendation of his. You gotta check this one out. The Mission? Totally brill. Okay, you ready for my fun facts?
I am so ready for your fun facts.
Okay, most of them have to do with Murray Hamilton,
okay,
who was Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. He played Big Daddy, and he's only 10 years older than Rue McClanahan.
That's not surprising, but he does look, I think he looks a lot older than that, but that's he not does. Su- no, it's not surprising.
Well, actually, this is the next fact. He died only 4 months after this.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And I read something on IMDb, and this was a person's opinion. It wasn't, like, a factual article. Mm-hmm. Someone mentioned how, like, thin and kind of ghostly he looked.
I can see that. I can definitely see that, him being a little sickly. And I wonder, that makes me call into question, like, I wonder why they casted him, especially if maybe they hadn't planned on using, you know, that character anymore. Or I mean, maybe is he a famous actor? Like, is he?
I'm not sure, honestly. I think this was his second to last thing, but I'm not sure about what his main thing is. Do you want me to look real quick?
Yeah, I wonder what his, like, main, how big of an actor he was.
Oh.
Busy guy.
Jenna.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You know who? Jenna.
Stop. No. Do we know him?
We know him, we Jenna. Know him?
I love
we
this.
Know him.
Okay, how do we know him?
He played the mayor in Jaws. I am embarrassed of us.
I am ashamed of us.
I am Father, so embarrassed.
Uncle Ross, Uncle Matt, I am so sorry.
We are a disgrace.
We are a disgrace.
Yeah, he's a pretty big actor.
Yeah, makes sense. Wow. So they probably wanted to use him for his name.
Yeah.
And he's a great actor.
No, he was. I liked his performance in this episode.
Yeah, he did great in this episode. He did great as the mayor of, what was the town in? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Amity.
Amity. Yep.
Wow. Gosh. So, the moral of the episode is we're idiots! So, I guess I'll keep talking about fun facts.
Yeah.
Well, not fun facts. That's a sad fact, but... okay, this one's fun, though. He guest appeared on Mama's Family.
Love that show!
Yeah, and you know Rue McClanahan was, like, a regular on that show, right? Yeah,
so is Betty White.
Yeah, and what's funny, though, is he played Betty White's uncle in that episode, but Rue McClanahan wasn't in that episode that he was in.
Okay, that's so funny. I love when things happen like that.
I do, too. Mm. And this is a fun fact, but, I mean, it is fun, I guess. He reveals Blanche's mom's name, which is Elizabeth Ann Bennett.
Mm.
And also, this one is interesting, especially after... I got these facts before I watched the episode, and it made me really curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
This last fact is, this episode was broadcast in the UK on Channel 5 in May of 2020 with a warning that it contained historical attitudes.
It really did, though, especially the beginning. I love that phrase, yes. Historical attitudes.
Yeah, that's a pleasant way to put it.
That's a whole vibe.
Yeah. Historical attitudes. I mean... It kind of labels this show as, like, a part of history. Like, when you look back at it, it's really like, oh my gosh.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, it really is.
Really,
Sure. I did some research on, like, one particular joke in the show, and I, like, was like, oh my gosh, I don't know this episode that well, but I didn't look into the jokes or think about the jokes that much until now. Yeah. Well, that's all my fun facts for today. All
right. Those were some fun facts and some sad facts.
Yeah, those are just some variety of facts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you want to get into our segment on Golden Girls?
Sure.
To discuss the episode Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. How in the world are you?
Okay. So the episode starts out with Sophia in the kitchen. Classic. And she is looking at some orange juice, and Dorothy comes in, and she gets Dorothy to, she goes, try this.
Mm.
And I love Dorothy's voice, and she goes, oh, it's awful.
I know.
And it's expired, of course.
Ugh, so gross. And I've never, honestly, yeah. I didn't even know orange juice could go bad, but I mean, maybe I just drink it in time.
Jenna, I've never had a refrigerated drink.
Well, I know that, but... Yeah, okay. We can move on.
Anyway, so Sophia is like, at first I was wondering like why she was talking about the fact that Rose like woke her up because she was afraid of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
But it matters later, I guess. But it's Sophia's iconic line. Rose is trying to explain, you know, why she woke her up in the middle of the night, because she had like a history of being afraid of storms. Oh, and gosh. Sophia says, excuse me, Rose, have I given you any indication that I care?
Oh my gosh.
I love it. So I've good. Seen that in so many memes.
Oh yes.
Mm. But, you know, Blanche comes in and announces that her daddy is coming.
He is coming to town.
Yeah, he is apparently this, like, super well-respected man from mm-hmm. her town where she grew up. Everybody always asked Big Daddy for advice.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of goes back to how last week we were talking about how, like, they use that time before the person, like, their guest comes mm-hmm. to, like, establish who they are. And they really did
They were really trying
to be, like, listen, Big Daddy is like a stable, solid person, like level-headed.
Right.
Super, super, like, I don't know.
Definitely when Rose was talking about, and she talks about it later, but how she feels like Gone with the Wind. Like, that's the vibe that Blanche, you know, is giving. Like, we're a very wealthy Southern family with connections and...
Yeah.
We're well established in the community as, you know, knowing what to do.
Yeah. To me, it was a very glamorized version of the South. And absolutely. And honestly, it kind of creeped me out, gave me weird vibes.
Well, it was almost like she was trying to paint this picture of, oh, we used to be this, you know, working plantation. When,
yeah.
Blanche, you grew up in the 40s, like, you shouldn't have anything to do with that, you know? Like,
yeah, it's...
No.
It's just odd.
But I did like how, you know, Dorothy and Sophia kind of called her out, like you shouldn't be proud of that. Like,
you know? Okay. Yes. And I never picked up on that as a kid.
Mm-hmm,
but one joke. Okay. When she said she wants Big Daddy to feel at home, Sophia suggests the thing about... getting their neighbors to tar and feather their lawn jockey.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, amazed that they told this joke in the 80s. I was like, whoa, called out.
Yeah, because they still do have lawn jockeys. Like, they're still a thing. Like, mm-hmm. you can see them sometimes. They're just not black anymore. They're all white. I think the black ones are, like, really, they're very rare now, and I think they're a hot commodity, like, amongst antique shoppers.
Yeah, it's really creepy because those, they're like, ugh.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. They have exaggerated features. Yeah, they're, like, widely accepted as being racist, but people still want these. Like, it's not great. And I looked up tar and feathering, and it's, like, a terrible old torture method. So, like, I was pretty, like, this joke, I was pretty, like, whoa, they said that. Good for them. Yeah. Like, I'm glad we're not glamorizing the South. Like, the historic South. Like, okay, golden girls.
Yeah, like, they're really, I feel like Blanche is really trying to, like, you know, I'm that Southern Belle, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're just not accepting it, which is great.
For sure. I was pleasantly surprised about that.
For sure. Especially, like, I mean, that is Blanche's character.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And even then, they're not taking it. And it reminds me a lot of that episode of The Golden Palace, you know, with the Confederate flag and stuff.
Yes. But I honestly wish that episode of The Golden Palace was, like, a Golden Girls episode.
Right? Yeah. But we can move on from that.
Yeah, we can move on. So Rose goes outside and Sophia, like, casually convinces her to, like, pull the weeds.
I love that. Dorothy's like, you were supposed to do that. She's like, I'm getting it done, aren't I? Like, come on.
I love it. It's so funny. And so Rose is just, okay. And goes outside and
okie dokie. I know she doesn't say that, but I love when she says okie dokie.
Okie dokie. I mean, basically.
Yeah.
She, you know. So she goes outside and I guess she calls out to them. I don't remember how she gets their attention, but mm-hmm. they all go out to the lanai and the tree, this like
huge tree.
Yeah. It was like, oh, no, how did they not know that this tree fell into the lanai?
I know. I feel like you would hear that, especially like I feel like all of their bedrooms like open up to this building. Or this
for sure.
place. And I don't know. Are palm trees hollow? I don't think so.
No, it looked pretty thick.
Yeah, pretty thick.
Do you remember when we had the tree next to our house fall down?
Yes.
I remember the ground shaking.
I do too. I remember.
Like, how did they not know?
Yeah. I mean, the palm tree wasn't that big, but I mean.
True. True. But it was thick.
It was thick.
But, they're really nice to the neighbor when he comes by. They're like, oh, man, could you imagine? Like, what if this had fallen into your house, even though it fell onto their lanai?
Right.
I like how they talk to him, but then pretty, like, the neighbor sucks, the man neighbor.
Yes.
He's like, oh, well, I'm not paying for this. You know, it's not my tree. You Italians. Blah, 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 blah. And, like, I love it because he's so insistent that it's not their tree. And the wife just comes out, oh, my goodness, our tree fell into your yard.
Yeah, she's, like, flat out, like, yeah, this is our tree. Not even trying to deny it like he is.
I know, I know. She was too good for him.
Oh, 10 out of 10, yes.
I know. Team Mrs. Barton.
Absolutely.
Team Gladys.
Team Gladys.
I just loved her delivery of, oh my goodness, our tree fell into your yard.
I know. She definitely has a very interesting, like, monotone voice almost.
Yeah. I wrote that it was really stiff, but, like, I kind of loved it for, like, the moment for sure. that they were going
that moment,
for.
That moment, it was perfect. It was comedic.
Oh my goodness. And Dorothy, being the very reasonable, level-headed person mm-hmm. that she is, she offers to split the cost of the tree.
That was very kind of her.
I know.
I will say, Sam was telling me they've actually been in this argument with their neighbor before.
Really?
And apparently, yeah. Like, they went to court and everything for it. It was a big to-do. They had, like, this exact situation happening. Unfortunately.
Oh, snap.
Their grandmother is not Italian, so they couldn't, you know, put a curse on them. But anyway.
That's too bad.
I don't know if it's because we're in Virginia or they're in Florida or what laws have changed. I don't know. But it's usually the party that is responsible is wherever it falls because it's an act of God. It's not like my tree versus your tree. It's more like, oh, this happened to your property. Like, that's an act of God thing.
But isn't it like an insurance thing?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially in Florida when you have, like,
hurricane
insurance, I'm sure.
Yeah, they never brought up insurance, which I thought was really weird.
Well, that's why it was, like, nice that Dorothy was like, well, let's split it. Like, even if that was the law in Florida, like, whosoever tree it is takes care of it.
They,
like,
could have just fixed it off the books and not worried about bothering with insurance.
Exactly. But, you know, so it's interesting. I wonder if that was just written like that for the episode or if it was the law back then or Virginia's just weird or what.
I don't know. But Sophia puts a curse.
Yes, she does. And I love how she, like, just does it. Like, what does she do?
She just looks at... She points two of her fingers at him and she, like, gives him this, like, evil little look.
That's, like, in the movie, Crocodile Dundee when he's like, have you seen that movie?
It's been so long, oh my gosh. I would say no.
Well, it's a lot like that movie when Mick, like, you know, put, not a curse, but he, like, puts this water buffalo in a trance. He, like, makes the exact same, you know, hand movement.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know that.
And he, like, puts the water buffalo, like, to sleep almost. Like, but he puts him in a trance and the water buffalo, like, falls down.
Very, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The guy didn't take it seriously, though.
Nope.
And Sophia implies, like, she cursed, like, some football game. And I looked this up.
Oh, my gosh. Good. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, I did. It was the Colts and the Jets, and she said in 1969, and I looked it up, and that was the third Super Bowl. Like, it was Super Bowl III.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently the Jets were, like, really big underdogs, and they beat the Colts, so that's the significance of that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I'm funny. Like, Sophia with the sports knowledge, okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Probably because it was the Jets, and they're from New York, but that's really funny.
Yeah, true. Love. Okay, so later we move on, and Dorothy has gone to the courthouse, was it?
Yes.
To get her documentation, and she has the property lines, and she's confirmed it's the neighbor's tree, and they are responsible.
Yes.
So Dorothy getting business done.
Go girl.
And, yeah, go girl. And, Sophia is like, maybe you, like, let's stick with the curse. Like, whatever. Like, let's not deal with
the curse is gonna work. Like, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, pretty much. And I love how when she says stick with the curse, Dorothy is like, yeah, I've stayed with you all these years. And it's...
Sorry. I just got that.
Oh my gosh, Jenna.
Sorry, shame on me.
That's a rose moment for you.
Yeah.
But she's like, it's, you know, so she's acting like Sophia's a curse, and they have this, like, look between them where they just stare at each other.
I love those moments between them.
I do too, especially with Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
I love how she can just, like, have a stance or have an air about her by the way she's just there. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
Her face is just so expressive.
Like, I know.
It's just so good.
I agree. I hard agree. But, Blanche comes out and she's wearing this, like, honestly, I thought it was a lovely dress.
It was like, cute. It was just, like,
a little young.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was cute. It was like, an off-the-shoulder number.
Very off-the-shoulder.
Very off-the-shoulder.
But you do.
I'm always amazed every time they show Rue McClanahan's shoulders.
Why?
They're like, because they're so beautiful and smooth.
What is that body part called? Your
clavicle?
Well, yes, but decolletage?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm Googling this. It's coming up. Yeah, a low neckline on a woman's dress or top. A woman's cleavage is as revealed by a low neckline. Oh. Yeah, it's like this area.
Oh, didn't know.
Yep, décolletage.
No idea. Well, it's visible, and it's very nice.
Yes.
She has beautiful skin. Okay, and she... So they think that it's Big Daddy at the door, but it's really the neighbor being
Love
a jerk.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love when they, like, are mistake... They mistake all that.
Yeah, that is funny. But he's like, you let the air out of my tires. And he blames Sophia. And she really doesn't, like, this could have escalated so much further. She really doesn't help herself. She's like, no, it's because you've been cursed. But, I mean, she didn't let the air out of her tires, tires. So she really looks guilty.
She really does. And I, like you said, like, she really doesn't, like, help clear her name. Like, she could have been like, no, that wasn't me. But, I mean, if you weren't so, like,
agreed. Cursed. I know. And he pretty much rips up the property map that Dorothy shows him. And I love the exchange between the two of them. He goes, sue me. And she's like, we will. Fine.
Jerk!
Fine. That jerk.
And I love that the audience laughs at that because they're literally laughing at the pitch of her voice and how high she goes. It's crazy.
I know. I love I love a flustered Dorothy voice.
Yes.
That jerk! And she's so angry that when she opens the door, she thinks that it's going to be the neighbor again, but it's Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Oh my gosh. And he pretty much comes in with like a flourish and is so polite and kind to the girls, like overly polite.
Yeah. Like,
and yeah.
I was watching him interact with Sophia.
Oh, yes.
And it. When he stopped to pause at her.
Yes.
I almost thought it was a little awkward and a little like.
I think the timing was a little off.
I felt like the timing was a little off. And, like, mm-hmm. I know he was supposed to stare at her and just be, like, in shock of her beauty and blah, blah, blah. I just thought it was too much, even for that moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Personally, but I know what they were going for. I didn't like that moment in particular.
Yeah, agreed. I can agree with that.
But, yeah. Whatever.
But, yeah. So, Big Daddy, you know, goes on and is really, like, I don't really know.
He's over-exuberant.
Yeah, he's a big personality. But he's got a pretty relaxing voice. I like his voice.
I just feel like it's just too much. Like, I feel like with Blanche, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. Because it's Blanche. But, like, I feel like the men in her life, you don't have to. I feel like that's Blanche's thing to, like, overuse sure. of adjectives and this and that. I don't yeah. feel like that's a Southern thing.
I think maybe where she's from it is.
Maybe.
And maybe her family. Like, maybe the way she talks about her family, I wouldn't imagine her family any other way.
Yeah. I mean, just you look like.
The comparisons to fruit and stuff.
Yeah, like, all of the. Yeah, it's just too much for me. It's just like, guys, chill. Like,
yeah. Well,
but you I know, mean, when I we guess meet... it makes sense because they're all very shallow people that are all yeah. into looks and whatever.
Well, Clayton does the same thing.
Yeah, he does.
When he shows up. He does. I mean, I think it makes sense personally, it does. But
it's just annoying.
It still is annoying. It takes up a lot of time.
It does. And I guess. That's probably what I don't like about it is how much time it takes up. It's like, okay, sure. just move on.
Yeah. And then Blanche says, fiddle-dee-dee.
She does. I love that phrase.
I love when Dorothy goes, fiddle-dee-dee.
I used to have a sticker on my computer that said fiddle-dee-dee, and it was more of Dorothy's fiddle-dee-dee than
fiddle-dee-dee.
Scarlett's fiddle-dee-dee.
Love it. I just love how Dorothy's just, like, flabbergasted the whole time.
I mean,
time.
She's calling out the BS, and that's what I love about Dorothy. She's like, come on, like, y'all cannot really be like this.
I know, she's like, usually how Rose is over-exaggerating, like, how perfect her uh-huh. life was with her family. Dorothy's just like, this? Really?
Like, y'all are truly doing, like, this is an actual thing.
This is happening. We are. Yeah. But, you know, Big Daddy is hinting at this surprise, and then he can't hold in his surprise.
Surprise.
And his surprise is, I'm going to sing at a club. And that's it. And he leaves because he has to make preparations.
Well, not just that he is going to sing in a club. He sold uh-huh. his house and everything.
Oh, he hasn't told her yet that he sold the house. Okay. No, no. Okay. He tells her when he comes back later.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry. Yeah. Spoiler.
Well, that's because I was confused at first, like, why Blanche? Because Blanche is really, really shocked about mm-hmm. that. Big Daddy leaves and she's like, what? I'm so concerned about him. Like, why would he do this? And it's like, well, why? He's just singing.
Right.
She doesn't know at this point that he sold the house and everything.
But I mean, I guess if your dad just, you know, ups and starts a singing career after he's done, you know, whatever he used to do, and then he mm-hmm. just stops and to be a singer. Like, it seems to me the man has never sung a day in his life, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do get the shock, but I wonder why she's upset about it.
She's probably just worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know how kids worry about their parents, just to make sure. Like, they don't want... You don't want people to make fun of your parents, you know.
True. Yeah. So Big Daddy comes home later, and he's got a guitar, but, like, where's his stuff?
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Right? So many.
This is the first time he's been, like, he arrived and then left, and mm-hmm. then he came back this time, and he mm-hmm. just has a guitar. Like, where is his, where are his things?
Where are your things, Big Daddy?
I know, I have questions for you. And he does, sing a song for Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna lie, I like the song.
It is good.
It ain't gonna worry me for long. It ain't gonna worry me. I liked it.
Yep, very good.
Yeah, I was a fan. But, you know, Blanche isn't super supportive. And, I mean, you're right. I guess she does say, like, she doesn't really like it as age. And
yeah. I mean, my thing is, my other thing, like, you can see the passion Big Daddy has for this.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, like, that's one thing that I'm really, especially with having kids, is something that I really am going to do my best, is even if I don't like what they do, like, if I don't want them to do a sport, or I don't want them, you know, to do a certain activity, or, like, a certain mm-hmm. type of music, I don't want to be that person that says something to them, because...
For sure.
I mean, that could be their dream. That could be, like... I know. Their yeah. passion. That could be their key to happiness, and I would not want to take that away.
Yeah, Blanche really rains on his parade.
She really does, and that's... I feel like that's so sad, because somebody who has supported you your whole life, made sure you're mm-hmm. taken care of, you know, always there for you, this and that, and she's just like, ew, no, like, that's ridiculous. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost, and then she, well, okay, I don't understand why she doesn't support him until he says that he sold the house.
Yes.
I mean, I would still want to be supportive, but that is pretty far to sell his house.
I agree. Agree.
He doesn't say anything else. He doesn't explain how yeah. he, like, has money. He doesn't explain that he's, like, living from town to town. He explains nothing.
Right. That's so when I would start worrying. Absolutely. Yes.
I understand why she worries there.
For sure.
And on one hand, I do believe with Big Daddy when he, like, kind of calls Blanche out
mm-hmm.
for acting crazy.
You're the one who's going crazy, girl.
He said, you're the one who's going crazy, girl. And that line was always, like, I don't remember it specifically, but I always remember that moment watching that episode and mm-hmm. being like, whoa, this is a serious episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But he leaves, and I love the line that he says before he leaves.
Oh, this is the beginnings of a country song or something like that. A great
country song.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But the girls come out, and they all kind of talk about it.
It was, okay, when they were coming, they were literally coming out as they were still arguing. Like, you could see mm-hmm. Rose, like, poking her head out. Yes. And then you could mm-hmm. see Dorothy. And I thought that was kind of weird.
Why?
But I guess they were, like, just making sure everything was okay. But the yeah. way that they were poking out, like, in the hallway, I thought that was kind of weird. I don't mm-hmm. know why. I just yeah.
okay. But it's interesting because this is the point where I kind of realized what the episode was really about
mm-hmm.
and, like, who it was for.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, this episode is for, like, older people, mm-hmm. not quite, like, there's, like, two levels of older people on this mm-hmm. show. There's, like, Dorothy level old and then Sophia level old.
Right.
Like, old enough, this is for the group of people that's old enough with parents still around.
Right.
Or just older relatives in general.
Right.
And, like, caring for them and maybe realizing that they're not who they used to be mm-hmm. or they're not the way they've always been, or they're... In Blanche's case, she's worrying that he is not, like, as there mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more about just realizing, like, your relatives change as they get older, I guess.
And I think, you know, that's the same for kind of the stage that we're at right now, too. Like, your parents when you're older, your parents aren't the same people. Like, you have a different relationship. They're not the boss of you anymore.
Yeah.
It's more like they're human. Like, they're adults, too. Yeah. Like,
once you're an adult more, you understand, like, oh, your parents aren't, like, these, like, different level people. Like, you're kind of like, oh, wait, you're an adult?
Right. Like, you have problems. Like, you don't have everything figured out. Yeah. Like, you are it's like, just a person yeah. trying to figure out what life is, like us.
Yeah. Like, I was at school the other day, and I made a mistake, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't think my brain's working right now. And a student said, I think they were in first or second grade, and they were like, but you're a teacher. And it's like, when you get older, you just realize, like, people are people. There's no one right. who's, like, not, like, no one has it all together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a lesson.
I mean, I just have always thought, like, adults have always had it together. They know what they want to do in life yeah. and this and that. And, like, when you become an adult, it's like, whoa, 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 where's that manual Wait. That says this is what you're supposed to do? Where is that? I miss that.
It's so bizarre.
It is.
So bizarre. But the girls kind of try and connect with Blanche, and they share their stories about their fathers.
Yeah.
And what did you think of Rose's story?
I honestly got bored.
I did too. I zoned out and I didn't even listen to it.
Yeah. I do that, and I don't know if it's because we've watched it so much that we just kind of immune to it, but I just get so bored.
For me, it's not that I get bored. I mean, I don't listen to it for the details. I think, honestly, and I think this is how we're supposed to feel.
Maybe. You're right.
Like, I think we're supposed to feel like the girls are because they, like put their heads down. They're like, huh. Right. And they're almost laughing at her.
I guess you're supposed to almost look at them more, the girls more than Rose.
Yeah, like, maybe. It's just the most random story.
Yeah, it really is.
Which is fine, but, yeah. you know. So, I mean, do they really come to a conclusion when they're talking?
Not really.
I don't really have one.
I don't either. It's more like, I mean, and I feel like Dorothy had to go through this with Sophia. Like, you kind of have to just accept, you know, who she is, who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
Well, were you surprised that they went to his show?
No. I mean, I feel like that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. In my brain, I was kind of like, oh, they're going to, I mean, okay. I mean, they had a fight, but I guess they would go? I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it was the right thing to do.
Okay. Good. Go girls.
Yeah.
Well, they're leaving. They haven't left yet. And the neighbor comes by. And he begs Sophia to take off the curse. Yeah. And this is, like, the best scene in the episode for me.
Same.
Yeah. Like, you know, the wife is just like, calm down. You'll get another boil on your butt. She just says it.
Come on, Gladys.
I know. So flustered he is. And, you know, like, he gets Sophia to take off the curse, and she does. Finally, she's like, you'll take down the tree. He said, tomorrow. But I love how she, like, the wife, Gladys, stays behind and just reveals, oh, I did all of those things. The boil was just good luck.
Oh my gosh. So
I
funny.
Think that is, I agree with you.
So good.
It's not totally surprising, but I think it just does a great job at being like, you know, women always have it together.
Yes.
Maybe not always have it together, but she's one step ahead of him.
Right. I loved that women supporting women, you know, kind of behind his back.
Yes.
I mean, I feel bad for her that she has to do it behind his back. Like, if Sam
too.
Ever pulled that, I'd be like, no, like, stop being a jerk. They offered to split it. That's very kind of them. Come on, get it together.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And you almost see it coming earlier in the episode because she, like, turns around at them when he leaves and she's like, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes.
But she doesn't say anything.
No. But you almost get that, oh, I'm sorry. Let me see if I can figure this out.
I'll make this up to you.
Yeah.
I love her. And I love that they're immediately, like, accepting of what she did. They're not like, oh, that Gladys. Like, that's all, that's the least she could do.
Yeah.
I love it.
So good. Yeah.
One thing that I hated, this made me, I think I'm supposed to hate them, mm-hmm. is that, like, what is his name? I keep calling him the neighbor. His name is, oh, Leonard. Leonard. He goes back to the girls and is like, is there any way that I can make it up to you? And, like, I was like, is he, like, proposing to sleep with them or something?
Yeah.
And he's doing it, like, in front of his wife. I was like, Gladys, leave a Leonard.
Yeah, yeah, not a good moment.
Yeah, but Dorothy comes at him with that nice comeback, you know. You know, he's like, is there anything I can do for you? And she says, you know how you go and pick up your newspaper with your robe on? Next time, wear shorts. Kind of puts him back in his place. So the girls go and they go to the cowboy bar, is it? What are those kinds of bars called?
A honky tonk.
Oh, a honky tonk. That is what a honky tonk is. Yeah. Yes. You're right. It's down a honky tonk bar.
To the honky tonk, let's go down to the honky. Okay, sorry.
Yes, that. I love, well, I don't know if I love it. It's funny. Blanche says she's never been there, and all the cowboys are like, hi, Blanche. Hey, howdy, Blanche. Why was she ashamed of it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand, and that's not the first time, or it won't be the first time that she does it. Like, mm-hmm. own it. You've been there, girl. Like, why does it have to be a secret that you've been there?
I know. And, like, sometimes she's super open about mm-hmm. that stuff. Like, she tells the policeman in that one episode, well, I'm usually at this bar mm-hmm. on Thursday, you know? And then other episodes, she's like, oh, I never come here.
Well, maybe, like, she doesn't want the girls to judge her. Maybe. Like, at the hospital, you know how she knows, like, where all the doctor's rooms are and stuff? Yes. It's uh-huh. like that, again, like, where she's like, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I don't know where that
I know. We're
from.
Like, no, Blanche, just be open.
Yeah, own it.
But it is funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. But it's kind of sad, though, because they walk into the bar and they're walking around and they find a waiter and, like, they try and figure out, like, where they can sit for the show and mm-hmm. they find out the show's been canceled. Aww. And, you know.
It's been canceled. They go back and see Big Daddy. Or she goes back to see Big Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
well, before she does, Rusty, cowboy number two or one, I don't know which one, he hits on the girls and Dorothy just, like, doesn't say anything. Then she just goes, give us a break, Mac!
I love that she just snaps at him. Like, yes, just go away.
I know. I love that. I love that for her. But, you know, Blanche goes backstage and she talks to Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about this scene?
I like that she listened to him and just kind of let him, you know, be sad, you know? Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I did.
Did you think he was sad, though?
I think disappointed is more mm-hmm. the right word. I'm glad he's going to keep going and, you know, keep trying. I mean, he mm-hmm. doesn't really have a choice because question. Do you feel like it was necessary for this episode for him to have sold the house and all that?
For me, I think it was the one part of it that made me understand Blanche's side of the argument. Okay.
Yeah.
If he didn't, then I would be like, Blanche, why do you care? Why are you upset about this? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of weird. He could have done something else to make her upset about it.
Yeah, I feel like she could have had a moment of, yeah, my dad is getting older and he's doing things that I wouldn't want him to do. I felt like they could have taken it in that direction. I don't feel like mm-hmm. they had to sell the house. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely, I feel like this episode has a hole in it somewhere. Like,
it's very far-fetched.
What episode was it? A couple episodes ago where we felt like this. What episode was that?
Was it mean, I think it's happened a couple times.
Yeah, just where it just didn't feel like it was that big of a problem. It was the episode with the older man and he has the younger kids and Blanche was going to marry him.
Yeah, like the problem was changing.
Yeah.
Or I think
honestly, it wasn't really changing. It just wasn't. I feel like it just wasn't solid enough.
No, to me, it was very far fetched. Yeah. Like this was a very specific situation that was really random.
Yeah,
I didn't understand why Blanche was so upset. I like other than the house thing. Like I was like, this is very specific. And, yeah, like, I wasn't really a fan of it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same. But what you gonna do, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did really like his monologue at the end about I always like to try new things, and then when I met your mom, yeah, we like wanted to start a new life together and I had to do something stable, mm-hmm, so now's my time to do my own thing again.
And I appreciate that. And
yeah.
But in this episode, is she dead?
Yes.
Because she's not dead later on, correct? But the Mother's Day episode? She's in the retirement home.
Yeah, but I think she died later.
Was that okay?
I'm assuming, because that was a flashback. Okay. That's in season 3?
Yeah,
We'll have to watch it and remember this, because he does specifically say her grave in this episode. Right.
And I guess when he dies, they see her grave too, so that should be a flashback episode.
Mm. Okay. True. I'm sure. Like, I'm very sure that she is dead.
Okay.
Dead. I'm just assuming the Mother's Day thing is, like, a very flashback.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the episode.
That is.
Blanche just kind of, you know, goes with it, and it ain't gonna wear me for long. It ain't gonna wear me.
Well, it's not gonna wear you for too long, because that's the last time they mention it.
One more question. How does Blanche remember the words of the song? She only heard it the one time. She remembers I remember that. It ain't gonna wear me for long. It ain't gonna wear me.
Because he's such a good singer. Because he's such a good singer. It just stuck with her.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
And movie magic.
Yeah. Television. All right. And that's the episode.
Yeah, not a fan. Okay, fan of the subplot.
Yeah, I think agree. So, Stand By Your Man, I have a 0 count for Blanche.
Yes, and I just checked our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad. We have a
problem.
I saw, it did it not change? I checked
it's
it 50/50. Last.
It's 50-50.
Yep, I checked it an hour ago, and it was literally 50-50.
Crazy.
We don't know if we should count the like we were talking about in the episode last week. Do we count him?
You're doing the count, so I'm going to leave it up to you.
You know what? At first I thought no, but honestly this past week I have thought yes. Okay. So I am like, I'm going to count it.
Okay. Okay.
Because
so
I'm
we
sure
are counting that fella.
Yeah. Yeah. So our total is 21.
Wow. Okay, so we're on like, episode 24.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's okay to count because I'm sure there's a man that she slept with that she does not mention.
For sure.
You know? I'm sure it's not.
She slept with him.
Yeah, she probably did.
There's no way. Sorry,
there's no
Blanche.
Way that she mixed up the words lover and riveter.
There's no, that I'm doesn't sorry. Even sound the same.
He's an excellent riveter.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Cool.
If we must.
Cool.
Okay. So, this is an even episode, so it is your turn to share your lady of the evening. It is a hard one.
Probably, No. Sophia, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Sophia, just because she was hysterical during this episode. The curse thing was amazing. Yeah. And I love, even if, like, her cursing people doesn't work, I love how much she believes that it works.
I do, too.
I admire that in her.
Agreed.
So, my lady of the evening was Sophia.
Yeah, she was my first choice.
Okay.
She was my first choice, too. But I do feel comfortable in choosing Dorothy.
Yeah.
I loved how she tried to find the middle ground with the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously her moments were, fine! Mah! Like, I just loved her. I loved her.
This that episode. Jerk!
That jerk! God. It's too good.
Yeah.
It was just great. I'm a huge fan. So those are our ladies of the evening. Mm-hmm.
Overall thoughts of the episode. What do you think?
I'm gonna give it a 3. Mm-hmm. I was pretty disappointed. Maybe I have to watch it in 10 years again and understand it.
Yeah.
I thought it was so random. Didn't really make sense. Why was Blanche so upset? I feel like they could have done the point better.
Yeah.
They could have done better.
With something different. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Big Daddy, like the actor that played him, I wonder if he was a singer. Like he sang and that's why they wanted him to sing. I don't know. But I don't know either. I just was not in love with that plot.
I was not either.
And like, the thing about it is they did not, he was not in it that much. They did not focus on the singing part that much.
But how did it go by so fast?
Right.
Like, he wasn't in the episode the first, like, 8 minutes. Uh-huh. And then it literally, like, he reveals that he wants to be a singer, like, there's maybe halfway through the episode, and you don't realize he's bad and nobody wants to listen to him until the end.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't it's not very climactic. No. Like, it doesn't, I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 3 or 4. Well, I'll give it a 4 just because I really did like that side plot.
I did too, but, and I honestly, it would pull it up for me more, but really I was just in it for Gladys.
Team Gladys.
Yeah, I was thinking about choosing Gladys as my lady of the evening, but I guess we can't do that.
Can we?
Team Gladys. Oh, well.
This is our podcast. We can make the rules. You can choose Gladys if you want.
No, I can't. I've already chosen. Oh, okay. I've made my choice.
Okay. I was just trying
to... And if I chose Gladys, it would mess up the stats.
Okay.
Yeah. So sad. So, next week, I am so excited for the season finale.
I cannot believe it's our season finale. Where did this go?
I don't know. Like, that happened so fast.
Because when did we start this podcast? How long ago?
Was it April or May?
I don't know.
I think we came up with the idea for it, maybe recorded a couple episodes in April, but we started releasing them in May?
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't know. It's not been, I mean, it's probably been about 6 months.
Wow. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
We did take a break in the middle there, so it could have been shorter, but that's pretty amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, the season finale is The Way We Met.
Yes. So excited.
This is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. So what are you going to pre-rank it for you?
I think I'm going to pre-rank it a 10.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm feeling confident in that. I mean, maybe it won't be a 10, but like, I think it might be a 10.
Okay.
I used to go to sleep to this episode back when you can find the episodes on YouTube. Wow. Like... Yeah, I love the part when Rose gives the cat. Sorry. Okay, sorry, my bad. I love parts in this episode. The end.
Yes.
What about you? Where are you going to pre-rank it?
I think a 9. I think there's some parts that I'm not in love with, but I still love
it. I guess we'll see.
I guess so.
I guess we'll see.
Yes.
I feel like I say that at the end of every episode. I look forward to our discussion on The Way We Met.
Me too.
And also, we will be making a big announcement next week.
I'm so excited.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Shenanigans at Shady Pines. Be sure to catch our next episode.
Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any more episodes. Leave a review so more people can find us at Shady Pines. Be sure to check out our Instagram @shenanigans@shadypines, all one word.
Until next time,
thank you for being a friend.
I know. Bye. I love you too.
Love you.
Jenna says she loves you.
Be safe.
Jenna says she loves you and be safe. He said he loves you very much.
Oh.
Bye. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Air Lanka, which is a Sri Lanka brand of plane, not brand, but
airline.
Plane. Airline. Thank you. Good Lord. We are struggling.
You sound like me.
Gosh.
I feel like orange juice is different than like cranberry juice and stuff. Like, I don't really think of cranberry juice as expiring.
Yeah.
Orange juice, yes. Okay. Orange juice in the carton.
Yeah.